From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to attend Formula E Jakarta in Ancol. Minister Sri Mulyani said a number of regions will establish halal industrial areas. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo will reportedly attend and watch the Formula E race live at the Jakarta International E-Prix Circuit in Ancol, North Jakarta next Saturday, June 4, 2022. Along with Pas Pampres on Monday, head of the Operational Bureau of Jakarta Metro Jaya Police, Senior Commissioner Marsudianto inspected the electric car racing venue, which is located inside the Ancol Dreamland Park. To support the security at the location, the Traffic Director of the Jakarta Metro Jaya Police, Senior Commissioner Sambodo Purnomoyogo, had prepared traffic rules and will mobilize 1,700 personnel ahead of the arrival of President Joko Widodo. The police will only conduct security in the second security ring, not inside the Formula E circuit, because there will be a security guard deployed by security group Arta SGA. Meanwhile, the 10E and Pas Pampres will stand guard in the highest security area or Ring 1, which is inside GIEC Ancol. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati confirmed that a number of regional heads are interested in building halal industrial areas in their regions. This was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani after attending the second plenary meeting of the National Sharia Economic and Finance Committee, led by Vice President Maruf Amin in Jakarta on Monday. The initiative to develop halal industrial areas have been carried out in Sidoarjo East Java Province and Cikarang West Java Province. She also pointed out that the needs to be supported by ministries and agencies because the establishment of halal industrial area needs to be followed by support and cooperation to that Islamic economic actors enter the prospective halal industrial areas. Thereby, Minister Sri Mulyani encouraged ministries or agencies to provide incentives and facilities that can be enjoyed by Islamic economic entrepreneurs to enter the halal industrial areas. Indonesia is the 32nd rank, up 12 positions among 117 countries in the Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Index, TTCI, in 2021. This is based on data released by the World Economic Forum in May 2022. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno in a weekly press briefing on Monday stated that this 12-level increase was achieved with the COVID-19 pandemic that had to be passed and there were so many obstacles. He also added that currently his side is studying 112 TTCI 2021 indicators by involving ministries or agencies and regional governments in a bid to increase Indonesia's ranking in the Global Tourism Index in the coming years. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the government continues to monitor the COVID-19 situation after the relaxed mask mandate policy was in force. If the pandemic is still relatively under control, it is possible that Indonesia can be completely free of mask. He also asserted that, however, the relaxed policy issued by the government must still be carried out with full responsibility given that the world has not been completely free from the COVID-19. So the risk of virus transmission remains. Recently, the number of COVID-19 confirmed cases, both globally and nationally, continued to decline. In Indonesia, the health ministry recorded that the daily case number was relatively stable at below 1,000 per day. Let's move on to the international news. Since March 2nd, Russia has delivered more than 24,000 tons of humanitarian cargoes to Ukraine. This was stated by head of the Russian National Defense Control Center, Colonel General Mikhail Mizintsev, who also leads Russia's Humanitarian Response Coordination Headquarters. He also stated that Russia launched a special military operation in Ukraine on February 24th in response to calls by the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic for protection from Ukrainian troops. The Russian Defense Ministry said the goal of the operation, which targets Ukrainian military infrastructure, is to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine and to completely liberate Donbas. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the operation aims to protect people subjected to genocide by the Kiev regime for 8 years. As of March 25th, the Russian armed forces completed the main task of the first stage, significantly reducing the combat potentials of Ukraine. Western nations have imposed numerous sanctions on Russia. About 70% of paper tickets for the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool in French were fake. This was affirmed by French Home Minister Gérald Darmanin on Monday. The final match was held at the Stade de France in Paris on Saturday and ended with Real Madrid beating Liverpool with a score of 1-0. Before the game, the French police fired tear gas at fans of Liverpool who were trying to break into the Stade de France stadium. The match started with a 37-minute delay due to the security concerns. Earlier on Monday, French Sport Minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra blamed Liverpool's fans and the Union of European Football Association UEFA decisions to distribute hard copies of tickets for the unrest during the game on Saturday. She added that 30,000 to 40,000 British fans came to the stadium either ticketless or with fake tickets. Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob said on Sunday that his government would make efforts to protect press freedom and shield the media from outside interference. Speaking during the celebration of the Fourth National Journalist Day, Hawana, in the state of Malacca, Prime Minister Ismail Sabri called on journalists operating in the country to step up their fight against hoaxes and disinformation. He also remarked that the journalist professions should at all times be free and should function without outside interference so that freedom of speech can be guaranteed. The government has never made any efforts to block the media from broadcasting news that could lead to law enforcement agencies taking action.
Hello, listeners. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is May 31st, World No Tobacco Day. Well, listener, every May 31st, the world has commemorated No Tobacco Day since 1987. People around the world are reminded about the dangers of tobacco use, the business practices of tobacco companies, and the rights of all citizens of the world to live healthily and protect future generations. The theme for this year's commemoration is Protect the Environment. In keeping with the esteemed, this commemoration focuses on the harmful effects of tobacco use on the environment. On its website, the World Health Organization, WHO, notes the harmful impact of tobacco industry on the environment, which is broad in nature. It is recorded that around 600 million trees are cut down to make tobacco plantations. 84 million tons of CO2 are released into the air by the cigarette industry. Millions of tons of cigarette butts waste pollute the soil, rivers, and seas, killing the living things in them. WHO also mentions that 8 million people die each year due to tobacco use. So tobacco poisons not only humans but also the environment and other living things. WHO calls for the cigarette industry to be responsible for the environmental destruction, environmental restoration, financing, and cleanup of cigarette butt waste on land and at sea. WHO also calls on governments and policymakers to support tobacco farmers to switch to other more sustainable livelihoods. This organization also encourages smokers to quit smoking, for the sake of health and better air without secondhand smoke. For Indonesia, the cigarette issue is still a dilemma. On the one hand, the state has to pay huge costs for public health and the bad impact of the cigarette industry. On the other hand, millions of people still make a living from the cigarette industry. The imposition of cigarette taxes that continues to increase does not seem to discourage people from continuing to smoke. In this case, the Indonesian government needs to be more assertive in implementing the law on smoking bans that had been made. The government should not be complacent with high tobacco tax revenues and the cigarette industry donations in the fields of sport and education. Of course, this can divert attention from the negative impact of the environment and the survival of the next generation. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'll begin today in history with May 31, 1910, when formation of the Union of South Africa is accord. The Union of South Africa was the predecessors of the present state of South Africa. The country existed from 1910 to 1961. It was formed by the merger of the Transvaal, Cape Colony, Natal Colony, and Orange River Colony. The ruler of Great Britain acted as head of state until May 31, 1961, when the country announced the change from Commonwealth to Republic. Moving on to May 31, 1987, when the World No Tobacco Day declared. World No Tobacco Day is observed around the world every year on May 31st. Member countries of the World Health Organization, WHO, declared World No Tobacco Day in 1987. This movement calls on smokers not to smoke for 24 hours simultaneously in and around the world, at the same time to draw the world's attention about the widespread smoking habits and its bad impact on health. I learned today in history with May 31st, 2017, when suicide bombing attacks in Afghanistan. Suicide bomb attack hit the area near the German embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan on May 31st, 2017. The incident killed at least 90 people and injured 463 others. The Haqqani group is accused of being the mastermind behind the attack.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جاو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وو د كو جاو باو هو ني، يي د كو جاو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bitter in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way. Then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel great. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. But sometimes you feel it right. Is it to be or it is not to be?
every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. Then I would go to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Foreign Affairs Deputy Minister Mahendra Siregar said to expand Indonesia's investment and export to the African continent, a breakthrough is needed. He said this in the webinar Investment and Export Opportunities for Indonesia to Africa Post the COVID-19 Pandemic on May 25, 2022. According to Mahendra Siregar, more in-depth introductions and mapping of the characteristic and potential of each market, country, and commodity are urgently needed to formulate a breakthrough step to expand Indonesia's investment and export to the African continent. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs also conveyed various supporting and inhibiting factors that needs to be taken into account in measuring the risk of investing and trading in Africa, including risks that arise from conditions of stability and security. Another thing is the payment scheme that are not yet well established in a number of African countries. According to Mahendra Siregar, the expansion of the free trade agreement and the preferential trade agreement can more or less reduce this risk. Strong synergy among all stakeholders is expected to control these risks. On the same occasion, President Director of National Pharmaceutical Company Biopharma, Honesty Bashir, said that one of the challenges faced by Biopharma was identifying reliable local partners in each African country so that they could penetrate directly without going through a third party. So far, Biopharma has been present in 49 African countries. He hopes that the representative of the Republic of Indonesia will help identify potential local partners and have a proven reputation to facilitate market penetration both for productions and distribution in countries in the African region. Apart from Biopharma, the speakers for the four-hour webinar were representatives of PTDI, Pindad, LPEI Indonesia Exim Bank, Wijaya Karya, Indofood South Africa, as well as Indonesian ambassador in Egypt, Kenya, Mozambique, Senegal, Tanzania, and Namibia. They conveyed a number of insights and dialogues that open up various opportunities for cooperation that could be followed up in the preparation of the second Indonesia-Africa Forum in 2024. The webinar, which aims to share and invest in the African region, involved 251 people, including private entrepreneurs, export students, as well as diplomats from various representatives of the Republic of Indonesia.
Untuk apa ku di sini? terbang, terbanglah aku.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Tegal, which is a tourist destination in central Java that is visited by many tourists, both for vacation and just stopping by when traveling across the Trans-Java route. The area, which is nicknamed City of the Seas, is also known for having a variety of foods and local products that can be brought as souvenirs. The typical souvenir from Tegal that we recommend is Latopia. At first glance, this snack is similar to Bakpia, a full moon-shaped pastry from Yogyakarta. The difference is Latopia is bigger than Bakpia. In addition, Latopia generally has a square shape and the pia skin is crispier. If you look at its history, it is not surprising that Latopia has similarities with Bakpia. Apparently, the two foods are the development of similar food originating from China. People who migrated from the country initiated the emergence of Latopia in Tegal. This typical Tegal snack is made from a mixture of mung bean and sugar, wrapped in flour and then baked. This snack tastes more delicious while it's still hot, to accompany tea or coffee. Now the filling of Latopia is not only mung bean, but also chocolate, milk, and fruits. Latopia is also often bought as souvenirs for tourists because the price is relatively cheap. The price is around 7,000 to 10,000 rupiah, or 48 to 69 cents in US dollar per 10 pieces. Latopia is easy to buy at various souvenir shops in Tegal. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Habis hujan.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is hotel stay. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Fasilitas Apa? Fasilitas Apa, which means what facilities? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Dev asked about the facilities in the hotel. Let's listen to their conversation.
Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Restoran dan spa.
After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Fasilitas Apa? Fasilitas Apa, which means, what facilities? I'll say the word slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Fasilitas. Fasilitas, which means facilities. Apa? Apa, which means what? Yang buka. Yang buka, which means which is open. Selama 24 jam. Selama 24 jam, which means for 24 hours. Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam, which means what facilities are open 24 hours? In the conversation, you heard the phrase, fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam, which means what facilities are open 24 hours. In that sentence, there is the word apa, apa, which means what. It is used to ask about the topic of a conversation. The phrase fasilitas, fasilitas, which means facility or facilities, is the topic of the conversation between Dev and the receptionist. The question word apa, apa, which means what, can be placed after the topic of conversation. For example, fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Which means, what facilities are open 24 hours? It's asking for alternatives or various facilities that are open 24 hours at the hotel. Other examples. The question word apa, apa, which means what, can also be placed before the topic of conversation. For example, apa fasilitas yang buka selama 24 jam? Apa fasilitas yang buka selama 24 jam? Which means what facilities are open 24 hours. It's asking for alternatives or various facilities that are open 24 hours at the hotel. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Fasilitas apa yang buka selama 24 jam? Restoran dan spa.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Fasilitas Apa? Fasilitas apa, which means what facilities? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Serampang Laut by Hafiz and Tatik. The song entitled Serampang Laut is one of the regional songs of Batanghari Regency, Jambi, Sumatra Island. This Malay rhythmic song comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The lyrics contain good advice, one of which for us to think before we speak, so we don't regret it later. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Serampang Laut by Hafiz and Tatik. Enjoy the song.
Jepang, talinya hijau.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.